We're standing in front of Grover the Rover. What does Grover stand for?
Well, the name means two different things. One is Greenland Rover. The second name is Goddard Remotely Operated Vehicle for Exploration and Research.
And describe Rover for me. What's it made of?
It's made out of two snowmobile tracks mounted on this frame that also supports two solar panels. And in between the snowmobile tracks, we have the brains of the robots, which is a box with computers and sensors and battery charges and et cetera.
Where did Grover come from?
Grover was built over a few summers at a robotics boot camp that took place in Goddard, one of the NASA centers in Maryland.
Mark, what's Grover's mission for NASA? What does Grover do?
Grover's an autonomous robot, and it is capable of covering a lot of ground in polar regions, and it can really increase the amount of area in the polar regions that we can study. The neat thing about Grover is that it's a platform. So the main idea here was to get a robot that functioned well autonomously. We had radar on it that was studying the snowpack. But you could put anything on Grover. You could put different kinds of software, sensors. It's a platform for all kinds of research.
Grover went to Greenland to do a test run in polar conditions. You two went along. How did it go?
Grover did really well. It was an interesting experience. Neither one of us had been in the Arctic before, so minus 35 degrees and windy conditions was certainly an interesting challenge, but Grover did really well. We got some good data with the radar, and we have many ideas for the future for how we can make it better.
Any problems with Grover in the cold, Gabriel?
Yes. Specifically, the parts that were facing the outside of the robot would become really cold and brittle, and we would have connectors come loose all the time. Now, we had to replace components over and over. It seems that things break way more easily once you get to the field than in this control environment here in Boise.
Interesting. So what's next for Grover? Mark?
Well, we're going to update parts of Grover that we know need updating. We'd love to go back to Greenland, Antarctica as well, but we don't have solid plans yet for the next field season.
What would you like to see it do in the future?
Not break as often. We would like to extend the range that it can drive. We were surprised of how poorly the batteries performed in the cold. We were expecting some degradation in the charge of the batteries just because of the extreme temperatures, but we never thought it was going to be so bad. So for one of the most important things that we need to change right now is try to put different batteries that would allow us to drive more hours continuously for the next time we take it out.